This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Even before President Trump fired this country's top cybersecurity official last night for truthfully saying there was no fraud or software glitches that cost the president votes in the election he lost, even before that, cybersecurity experts had been warning that the presidential transition period is a huge opportunity for hackers. Governments, of course, aren't alone in their vulnerabilities. Companies around the world continue to get hit by ransomware. Their computer systems infiltrated, critical data locked up, ransom demanded. Funny thing happened not too long ago, though. One ransomware group took some of its proceeds and gave them to charity. Hackers, maybe with a heart? No. Here's Scott Tong.
About a month ago, cybersecurity consultant Brett Callow at the firm MCSoft emailed me a screenshot from the dark web. It showed the hacker group DarkSide posting receipts of $10,000 donations to charities, one for children, the other for clean water.
They stated that they felt it was only fair that they return some of the money they had taken to charities. They say, no matter how bad you think our work is, we are pleased to know that we helped change someone's life.
DarkSide talks to the public through blog posts on the dark web. To be clear, this is a criminal outfit, but it's one of several trying to brand itself as ethical, odd as that may sound. A similar group, which has not been named publicly, recently hacked into a company, locked up its data, but then quickly reversed course, investigators say.
The ransomware group responsible supplied the decryption key as soon as they were told they'd hit a hospital.
This was in Germany. Now, bad people do seemingly good things in the offline world, too. This old newsreel shows men coming out of a Depression-era soup kitchen in Chicago, funded by the mobster Al Capone.
I appreciate the soup. On a Sunday in a cold day, soup is very hot.
In Japan, violent organized crime groups gave tsunami relief in 2011. And right now, says social psychologist Giovanni Travaglino at the University of Kent, Italian syndicates are providing pandemic aid.
There have already been reports from the Europol, which says the mafia in Italy at the moment is distributing money, supporting the population through the lockdowns. They ensure that everyone can eat.
Travaglino says that kind of generosity serves the criminal enterprise by buying off the community.
The mafia, they function around a rule which in southern Italy it's known as omerta, which means the rule of silence. You never report to the police what they do, for example. You never denounce them. And that's really important for them to operate because they need the kind of level of public support.
And to get that support, some cyber groups work to appear customer-friendly while committing their crimes. Like in that movie L.A. Story from the 90s, the two main characters are chit-chatting when a pleasant man with a gun approaches.
Hi, my name is Bob.
I'll be your robber.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you very much.
How long are the classes?
Cyber analyst Callow says hackers act nice, thinking that their victims will calmly fork over the money.
They have guaranteed response times. Their service is speedy and polite. Their decryption tools come with a guarantee that they will work.
It's hard to know the actual motivations in any one particular case, but Elena Morshot, professor of cybersecurity at Western Sydney University in Australia, has interviewed many hackers in the course of her research.
When we were doing some interviews with people in Eastern Europe and in Russia, the people in question perceived themselves to be like Robin Hood, stealing from the rich to give to the poor.
It's a way for crooks to appease their consciences, she says. In fact, some even clean up and organize victims' files as they rip them off. To be clear, many are not buying this, quote, altruism. One nonprofit that the DarkSide hackers donated to, Children International, said it has no intention of keeping the money. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.